Good morning. We have made it to Friday. We're with our political observer, Alan Shar, talking. For those that work a Monday through Friday shift, Friday, you know, it's a good day.
Even for those of us who, you know, occasionally work on the weekends, it really is a great day. It signifies the human spirit, the ability to make it through a work week and to feel good about your productivity.
We were witness to an event last night that we spoke about before it happened yesterday, Alan, and that's Donald Trump's visit to Vermont, specifically Burlington, Vermont, and of course, one of the most progressive cities in the nation. And the visit was, as the Times describes it, a circus-like atmosphere. And they even turned away anybody trying to get in that said they were a Sanders supporter. But interestingly, the supporters, one gentleman said, Peter Vincenzo Allen, 59, he works installing hardwood floors. He traveled from Ohio for the rally. A very interesting comment. He says, I'm a Trump guy, but I do like Bernie. There are a lot of parallels between these two guys. There's a populist appeal that comes with both of them. What do you think?
That's right. And we've said it right here, David, as you know, that there are many people in the American voting population who really believe that the last thing they want is the same old, same old. They don't have a lot of information quite frequently, but they want to hear from somebody who says, you know, I'm going to be outside the box. I can do stuff that hasn't been done before, and I'm going to say I can do it. And this, of course, appeals to people. Now, the problem is when you say to people, what about Trump? Do you like him? And they say, oh, yeah, I like him. Why do you like him? Well, he speaks his mind. You know what he says? Well, no, not really, not always. But, he says what he thinks. Well, here you get a guy who comes into basically Democratic territory and says, I can turn this country around. And he's a television personality. And the mix shows up as people stream to get in.
You've talked about this. It's more about the substance, what he says, than how he says it. But to the point, he called for the elimination of gun-free zones near schools yesterday in that rally.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's how you win conservative Republican votes. That's what he has to do right now. He has to say, you know, I'm not just a character. I'm a Republican character. I'm a guy who has these conservative values. Many of us are upset about the guns in this country, but he knows that the small group of people who show up in a primary are going to be the people who want to hear what he has to say on that subject.
Meanwhile, at the very same time, you have the President Barack Obama in an intense but civil town hall style event, as the Times describes it, on CNN with Anderson Cooper. It was broadcast live last night. Gun rights activists repeatedly pressed the president to justify his gun control efforts, putting him on the defensive over an issue that has divided the nation's capital and the presidential campaign trail. It came on the same day that the president pledged in an op-ed article in the Times, Alan, that he would not, quote, campaign for, vote for, or support any candidates, including Democrats, who do not support common sense gun control measures. And if the 90% of Americans who do support those measures join me, we will elect the leadership we deserve.
Well, he's really putting it all out there, and he's putting it on the line. And of course, one could argue that there's a political element to this in terms of winning votes and creating a coalition. But then there are those of us who really just believe him, just really think that his frustration with the existing order, the NRA power and the ability not to stop some of the carnage is so important to him that he will take major risk. And he too, as we said before, will step outside the box and say things that other people have not said before. He makes it clear it ain't going to happen in his time as president, but he's setting it up so that it does happen, and there will be a lot of people who respect him for it.
Finally, can the U.S. remain an island of stability in the global economy? An analysis piece by Deal Irwin in the Times. Really a frightening economic situation going on in China right now.
That's right. You know, economists are all over the place. So what happens is everybody is dependent on everybody else. Now, here's China. They have really messed up that stock market. It is not an open system. The government has tried to step in and to arbitrarily pump huge amounts of money in or to close down the markets. It doesn't work. There you have what is supposed to be an open system, but it turns out that when you look at it, it isn't so open at all. It's just one more manufactured part of the so-called, and I don't think they are communists, but so-called communist ideology, really a dictatorship ideology.